This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. We're kicking off the second hour of the show. The phones are open. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
You can join us online anytime you want. We do have our social media platform there that is a Mastodon-based system. That means it's open source. It's self-hosted. That means we're running the server. And it's not some big tech mega corporate thing. We set the rules, and our rules are you got way more freedom to speak, to express yourself there than
and
elsewhere.
Speaking of more freedom to express yourself, I wanted to mention something while I was thinking about it so I didn't forget, which is tomorrow night we're going to be doing the inaugural episode of Beard Talk Live.
And that'll be after Free Talk Live is over. It'll start at roughly, we're going to say 10. We didn't really set a start time for that, did we?
Not really. I would say let's go with
10:30.
10:30, yeah.
Because we usually need a few minutes to do the show archives afterwards.
But basically, this is one of many examples of what we call Freer Talk Live. Mm-hmm. And it's direct to internet. It isn't broadcast over the airwaves, and as a result of that, we're able to be much more relaxed in the language that we use, or
yes,
you know, whether we have hookers or blow, and basically it's kind of a different vibe, and it's going to be myself, the captain. And Peakless Mountaineer.
Yeah, and you guys actually were on the air a few weeks ago when I was off on Saturday night. It sounded like you had a good time together. So
yeah, we have a really good chemistry. Yeah. It's kind of a different vibe.
Right. And a bearded vibe as well.
It's true.
All three of you have noteworthy beards, I guess you could say.
It's true. We should eat clams one night so we can have the...
I wouldn't want to get that caught in my beard. It's sitting in there. So check them out. Tomorrow night, that's 10:30 Eastern Time, Beard Talk Live. It's going to be, like you said, not on the radio, which means that you'll need to watch it on our video stream over at video.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can also just listen to the audio. You don't have to sit there and watch it if you don't want to. But I think Odyssey is probably going to be the primary streaming platform for that. So once again, that's video.freetalklive.com.
Are we still on Twitch? And
it'll be on Twitch. It'll be on DLive. Okay. YouTube, however, has us banned at the moment. We received a second strike recently. So we're off another quote-unquote medical misinformation. They never get specific.
We told the truth again.
Yeah.
And they wanted us to lie.
We're off YouTube for at least another month. It looks like late September we might be able to come back on there.
So. I wish people would just stop going back to YouTube.
I agree. I mean, there's a lot of content over at Odyssey, so folks really ought to check that out. But anyway, it's video.freetalklive.com, and if you want to get on our social media platform, go to social.freetalklive.com. Speaking of that, nobody, did you ever get back over there with your account?
I did get my account set back up. I got my password reset. I haven't really been on since I did it.
Got it. Check that out. Social.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about cryptocurrency, an attack piece by the Wall Street Journal from a couple months ago, actually. This gentleman attacking not only crypto itself, but also what he describes as it's the hollowness of its libertarian promise. And so I'm going to continue this article. He says, bubbles are a regular byproduct of our financial system, from dot-com stocks in the late 90s to subprime mortgages in the mid-2000s.
Specifically, bubbles are, and obviously things will always go up and down, but in order to get a real bubbling effect going, the way to do that is have your government print a whole bunch of money,
mm-hmm.
And that's like, you know, feeding crack to small children. It just has all kinds of crazy effects on the market.
She says, crypto was different. It sought to replace the financial system altogether with one that was faster, cheaper, less under the thumb of government, and more accessible to the poor. And again, when he points out something that is correct, I think he deserves some credit. That is definitely the pitch behind cryptocurrency. That's what brought
and
people like us
in. And it's something that a lot of people have ignored is the possibility that of banking the poor, the possibility of letting people who are unfortunate enough to live in places like Venezuela
or Africa
or different places in Africa at different times. Zimbabwe has been an example, you know, where they don't even have a way to store value at all.
Sure.
And that means that unless they can accumulate land or something, which most people can't in those countries.
Making a dollar a day or less.
Yes. Well, there's that, but also there's a great book by an economist, a Peruvian economist, but who's ironically named Hernando de Soto.
Mm. Yeah, I read one of his books.
And it's called The Mystery of Capital. Mm. And basically it talks about why a lot of people fail in these markets. And one reason is frequently, even if they've built a house, they don't actually own the land that their house is on. And that means that they can't get a mortgage against it,
mm-hmm.
Which is one of the major things that allows people in places like America to, for example, start a business. A lot of times, the first step toward that's mortgaging your house so you have enough money to get started.
Sure. Yeah, he wrote, I forget which book. Somebody sent me one of his books when I was in jail last year for the Crypto Six. And I don't think it was the one that you're talking about, but it was, I wish I could remember the title of it. It was really interesting and like kind of pretty economic, but also still written within grasp of, you didn't have to be like a scholar or whatever to actually pick it up and read it. So I thought it was pretty
good. Yeah, I liked his writing style, and I really, that had always been a big question mark. Why don't people in other countries do what we do, or what some people here do?
Yeah, I want to find out what that book, when I figure it out, I'll let you know here in a little bit. So the article says it has had 13 years to make that case. Again, the case being that crypto would replace the financial system with something faster, cheaper, less under the thumb of government, and more accessible to the poor. And it has failed. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
what was Visa and MasterCard? What was the market cap of credit cards
13 years
after they were invented?
What other currency has spread all over the globe outside the U.S. dollar?
And increased. 24.
Right, yeah. In
I mean, the
years.
Only complaint that this guy has about it is that it was it was 60,000 times what it was when I first encountered it, and now it's only 20,000
right?
times up. 20,100%.
And every time it's crashed, you know, every time they scream about it crashing, it just goes up even higher, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not immediately, but give it a couple of years, and it's gone up, you know, it's more than tripled each time.
Yeah, prostitutes like this guy have predicted 10,000 of the last zero deaths of Bitcoin.
El Salvador made Bitcoin legal tender last September. So we're coming up on a one-year mark for that, by the way, and heavily subsidized its adoption. Usage has since plunged. Only 20% of companies in El Salvador accept it, and less than 5% of sales are conducted in Bitcoin, according to an April study.
That's still not bad. That's kind of an amazing percentage.
Yeah.
And what... In the U.S., it's probably a fraction of 1%.
Right. Yeah. This is the crazy thing that like they take a look at examples of things that are like, okay, yes, the numbers are small, but they're huge relative to, you know, anything else that you might compare it to. So
yeah. I mean, imagine if you started a business and 12 years later your revenues accounted for 12% of the revenues in whatever country you were in.
That'd be incredible.
You think you were doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The number here is 603-283-6160. Now, there are problems with the El Salvador situation.
Oh, yeah.
The number one problem is it's coercion. The government is forcing people there or threatening them. The number is 603-283-6160, or at least they could if they wanted to. They said they weren't going to force people, and so far, it doesn't seem like.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The number
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Article over at the Wall Street Journal from late May that I've been holding on to here. I think, because you guys would be a good night for this. We all care a lot about cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live. And this guy says it's had 13 years to make the case that it should replace the financial system with something faster, cheaper, and less under the thumb of government and more accessible to the poor. And it has failed. And I think you made a great point, Nobody. How far along was the credit card companies 13 years into their new technology?
Yeah, I mean, basically the banks have been scamming people since the Roman Empire, so they've got the scamming thing down. The problem with crypto is it's actually a harder problem than they're faced with solving, because when the bankers lose their money, the government gives it back to them. They're not going to do that with us.
Yeah, right. And people have to remember, Visa and MasterCard, they don't dominate the planet. There's actually other payment systems around the world, like Asia, China, they've got a payment system. I believe Russia has another payment system. Europe has another different type of payment system, too. And it's even different. There's different payment systems within. So, I mean, people in the United States think Visa and MasterCard is everywhere, but that's actually not true. They are fairly ubiquitous.
Because they have agreements with other
networks. Back up a moment, because a lot of places that you will travel, like touristy places, they will have Visa and MasterCard accepted, but it doesn't necessarily
mean... American Express.
Anyway, the point is simply that if you start to go off the beaten path, you will find that a lot
of them.
You won't find it. Like,
it makes sense.
It goes down drastically in terms of the adoption. And a lot of countries, people don't even have debit cards or credit cards. I don't want to say it's only in the United States. Obviously, it's not. There's other countries like Canada and
Europe.
That's why it would be hard. It's hard
I know a good portion
businesses.
Of Europe, but it's still way less in Europe than it is in the United States.
That's why it's a challenge, or would have been a challenge, to get businesses to accept credit cards back in the day. Because why would a business want to give up 3% or whatever the rate was back then of their profits, or 3% of more than 3% of their profit, 3% of their revenue?
I'm pretty sure they weren't charging that 3% fee when they started.
Like an introductory fee? Yeah.
I would imagine that was something that developed after they had already shifted the economic reality.
Startups often don't make money initially, and then they come up with a business model later.
I think they were making money, but I think they had a different business model.
Well, it started off with, I believe it was hotels and restaurants.
It was Diners Club, weren't they the first one?
Yes, I believe. And it was definitely not this, it was accepted everywhere kind of thing. It was accepted almost nowhere.
Of course.
And it was targeted at business, traveling salesmen.
So. I want to see a history. It's always just been something we've talked about. I've never actually seen the numbers on it. I would love to see a history of the penetration credit cards by decade. Or by a year or whatever, how long did it take before they hit 10% penetration? Or, 50%?
I know.
And what is it today? Because there are still businesses that will not take them now.
In the United States, sure. That's certainly true.
And most people can't take credit cards.
Sure.
If you want to pay the kid who mows your lawn.
Not an option.
Not an option. But, hey, if he's got a cell phone, he could take crypto if he wanted to.
Indeed. There's a gentleman in the chat room. We are still, for whatever reason, Facebook has not banned the stream. So Sam Damewood says, it's great stuff, but it isn't money. Can't spend it anywhere near here.
You can definitely spend it online. I mean, this is like saying, Diners Club was useless, in the early days just because you couldn't spend it, at Walmart. I mean, yes, maybe not, but you could spend it at restaurants and hotels. And for a traveling salesman who spends a lot of time in hotels and restaurants, and I think there was some sort of reward associated with that. It did make sense for them, and it made sense for the restaurants, because places that took Diners Club would get more business as a result of it. And that's still one of the sales pitch for accepting credit cards, is that it will increase your profits, it'll increase your business.
It's like any any business, though, in that when you start a business, you know, if some tiny fraction of humanity finds whatever service you're offering useful, you can make a living off that, you know, but to expect any business to take over the world
in
12 years is just stupid.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing I would say to him on this is one of the best reasons why crypto can't be categorized as money is because it's not stable. And generally when you think about money, you think about something that's stable. But it is something that can exchange value.
The dollar is only stable against the dollar.
Yes. Sure. Yeah, I mean, and currencies, and you kind
and
of...
Bitcoin is 100% stable against Bitcoin.
You have to really compare it against... currencies in general, I think not. I don't know if it's fair to compare
it against. Compare it against
the dollar
what it buys. You can compare it against what it buys, and Bitcoin buys a lot more now.
22,000 bitcoins bought a pizza 20 years ago, or however long ago.
So by that definition, it's not stable. You don't get the same amount of pizzas for a Bitcoin as today.
I would rather have something going up than have it stable.
Oh, I agree with you.
People will say, "Oh well, Bitcoin isn't good money because it goes up and down," and I'm like, are you saying that the dollar is good money because goes down?
I'm not saying that.
I know you're
certainly
not.
But you know, if you look at a question, go online, look up what are the factors, you know, what defines money. There's usually a few different factors, and one of them is generally the idea of stability, that you know that today you're going to be able to spend X amount of Bitcoin and get X amount of soda pop from, you know, the local.
I think that's not true of any currency.
I think the counter argument here against that, really, Ian, is that if you look at, say, the Canadian dollar, right, normally we think of the Canadian dollar as stable, too, but it dropped 40% over a couple of years.
Sure.
Is that the euro just came down
25%?
Right. Is that not?
Yeah, the euro is almost at parity with the dollar.
Correct. Is that not money though? I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean,
yeah, I don't think stability has anything to do with the definition of money. What makes something money is wide acceptance. Okay, and
I don't even think it has to be wide.
Bitcoin does not have. Well, I mean, it depends on how you define the market, also.
Right.
I mean, because what you could say.
Are you saying only the U.S. dollar?
What
then?
You could say about cryptocurrency is that basically it defined its own market, and within that market, it is money.
Sure.
Because within that market, everybody trades it, because if they weren't trading it, they wouldn't be within that market.
There's more coming up here. We'll continue. The Investopedia has a few different factors on what they consider to be properties of money. It should be fungible, durable, portable, recognizable, and should be stable. Now, like you're saying, most of the world's money is
nothing actually hits that definition.
That's a definition of quality money, not a definition of money.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
Yep.
There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. You can join us. Has crypto been a failure? It's Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An ISIS terrorist will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing Americans. A British national known as the ISIS Beetle was given the sentence for the deaths of four Americans, including James Foley and Kayla Miller. On Tuesday, President Biden interrupted his summer vacation to return to the White House and celebrate the passage of a huge spending bill. After signing the bill, the president then headed by Marine One to his upscale lakeside home outside Wilmington, Delaware. This is the president's 49th trip to Delaware since becoming president last year. He's spent 150 days in Delaware since being inaugurated, which puts him ahead of his predecessors, including Donald Trump, who was frequently criticized for flying to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News. Florida is taking action against voter fraud.
The first major public move from the new election police unit in Florida has arrested and is in the process of arresting nearly two dozen people for voter fraud during the 2020 general election. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaks at a news conference at the Broward County Courthouse in South Florida.
Through our Office of Election Crimes and Security, in conjunction with the Attorney General's Office and FDLE, the state of Florida has charged and is in the process of arresting 20 individuals across the state for voter fraud.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The last victim, who was found in a big rig with dozens of illegal immigrants in Texas, is out of the hospital. More than 50 people died in the incident, while many others were rushed to the emergency room. A federal grand jury in San Antonio indicted both the driver and his alleged helper. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Chris, and nobody in the studio here tonight. And I want to let you know about BullionMax.com. Maybe you're not so sure about the whole cryptocurrency thing. You want a little more of a track record when it comes to your alternatives to government monies. Well, gold and silver. It's got a hell of a track record. They've been around for generations, for thousands of years, and historically, gold and silver, precious metals, have done very well as hedges against inflation. So you can go to BullionMax.com. They're a direct consumer precious metals retailer, and they can help you get into gold and silver. You can buy direct from them without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metal shipped fully insured directly to your home. It's fast, it's easy, and Free Talk Live has a special offer to get you started. You can get BullionMax.com Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing. All you have to do is go to BullionMax.com/FTL, and you will get 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, including a 2022 Silver American Eagle, a Buffalo Round, and a Buffalo Silver Bar, and more. You go to bullionmax.com/FTL. Do keep in mind the officer's offer is limited to one per household. So get your silver starter kit today at bullionmax.com/FTL. Let's go to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Sacre bleu. The incredible shrinking dollar.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, you remember last night you guys were talking about the incredible shrinking Skittle. And I talked to you off air about the incredible shrinking pound I noticed 20 years ago. Those little sacks of coffee were only like 12 and 3/4 ounces. But then it came to mind to me later, the greatest and first insult where this actually happened affected every hippie in America and was caused by the French.
I don't.
All right. Well, you remember the old double-wide packs of white zigzags? Back in the 70s, there was 100 of them. Then they went to 32.
And what are they today? Are they still 32?
Still 32.
Okay.
Still 30.
Guess so.
Zigzag has actually come out with a hemp product that is a longer one like the French zigzags were. And, one and a quarter paper is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got them, I can get them down here at the corner store for $1.25 for 50.
Good to know.
Papers in a, so, I don't know. It's kind of weird, but yeah, it's.
Thanks, Major. Appreciate the call tonight, man. The number is 603-283-6160. Yeah, I mean, absolutely, product cost cutting is happening across the board. We went over some of the recent numbers last night. Major brand names cutting, in many cases, 10, 15, 20% of their product out of their packaging and keeping the price the same.
Yeah, and if you look at stuff that hasn't that haven't been able to cut corners on, you'll notice it's doubled in price over the last couple of years.
Sure has.
And some things are dropping in quality. I talked to a young lady last night who had to buy a car battery. And last time she bought a car battery, she bought one with a five-year guarantee, partial guarantee. It's prorated at the end.
Okay.
But that deal is no longer available.
Really?
She couldn't find anything with a guarantee longer than 3 years.
Huh. So companies are not backing their products like they used to.
Yeah, and I suspect, I mean, they could make products of the same quality that they made earlier, but I suspect that they had their marketing people crunch the numbers and determined that most people would, if the price got up past a certain point, most people would opt for a cheaper battery by choice. So they didn't. So they just said, "Well, we're not going to manufacture that."
The poor, it turns out, this is back to a story here we were sharing from the Wall Street Journal attacking cryptocurrency, saying it has failed. He says the poor. This is the guy writing this. I'm giving credit. It is Greg Ipp. The poor, it turns out, don't need a new currency. They need cheaper ways to use the old one. Crypto makes day-to-day transactions more expensive, not less.
How so?
Where is this logic coming from, and how does he get there?
He must be doing the new math.
That explains it.
I'm guessing he's talking about Bitcoin, which, if you're just talking about Bitcoin, BTC, or Ethereum, the two top cryptos, then, yeah, it does make transactions more expensive, and that's why it sucks for poor people to use BTC.
I did a $3,000 crypto transaction today for 17 cents.
Yeah,
so still a lot less than it would have cost me to wire that money from a bank.
Cheaper than a wire transfer, yeah.
I'm still a little skeptical of that, only because, I mean, the costs that you're paying if you pay with, like a credit card are hidden from you.
Yes,
but they're still
true.
Being passed on to you.
3% typically is pretty common.
Yeah, so I don't know. This is kind of.
Well, but it's true.
I think he's engaging in some voodoo economics.
I'm gonna give him credit on this one. This is a fact for poor people. He says specifically for the poor. Right, you're going. You make a $3,000 transfer. Okay, 17 cents is nothing. But if you're that person in Africa making a dollar a day, 17 cents is very significant, and that's why Bitcoin BTC sucks as a currency.
It's certainly not as good as BCH.
Yeah, or anything else except for Ethereum.
By comparison, right? So,
by comparison, every other cryptocurrency except for Ethereum. So Bitcoin BTC and Ethereum tend to have pretty high fees, and that's because they have not scaled very well at all.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Bitcoin Cash or Dash or a bunch of other cryptos out there have very, very low fees. Stellar, very, very low.
And the amazing thing here is it's not that they didn't scale because they didn't know how.
Yeah, they didn't want
to. They didn't have the algorithm. Mm. They chose not to. And this, I think, is very important because one of the big causes of volatility in the crypto market, I believe, is the wide swings of BTC, mm-hmm. and everything tends to follow
track
it
with that. Yeah.
But the interesting thing about BTC, it's the only cryptocurrency that's been hyped by the mainstream media, exactly the same mainstream media that works for the bankers and the government, mm-hmm. and lies and lies and lies. So why are they pushing these two particular coins that happen to be really expensive to use? And then you ask, mm-hmm. yourself, why did Bitcoin choose not to scale? Well, it was a decision made by the developers. Well, what did the developers had in common? Most of the developers that were on the fail instead of scaling side, and they really did fail in 2017, which is why we had the 2017 crash, I believe, because it was taking 2 weeks sometimes for BTC transactions.
Yeah, if you weren't willing to pay $50 at the peak, yeah. you wouldn't get it for many weeks.
And that's completely contrary to Satoshi's vision. Well, the interesting thing is a lot of those developers had been bought up, mm-hmm. by a company called Blockstream.
That's right.
And I haven't looked into this personally, but I've been under the impression that among the major investors in Blockstream were companies like Visa, MasterCard, and the big bank.
I have looked into it, and you can actually go on Blockstream's own website, and they will tell you who their investors were, and one of them was AXA, which is a tremendously large international European bank, and another one was the Digital Currency Group, of which MasterCard is one of the members.
So, if you're disappointed in your BTC experience, consider the possibility that that's by design,
yes.
and that you need to think outside that box.
Indeed. The number 603-283-6160.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're looking at the question of whether or not crypto has succeeded or failed. Some people are already claiming that it's over. They failed. 13 years was enough time to know whether or not it could accomplish its goals. And we're just throwing it on the trash heap now. But, of course, the reality is completely different. The reality is you can't get rid of cryptocurrency. It is not going to go away. It's not going to become less popular, likely, over time, because it's just getting more and more useful as more things and more concepts are developed.
And the thing is, we haven't even cracked the surface of the use cases.
That's right.
For Bitcoin, and use cases is a fancy programmer's term for the things you can use it for.
Yeah, it's so early still.
You know,
13 years.
One of the things that that there's been a crying need for a long time is the ability, especially over the internet, to do micropayments.
Mm-hmm. And Bitcoin used to be able to do that.
Yeah, BTC will never do micropayments. That's just, unless they come to their senses and
it used
change.
There was a time when you could do micropayments with Bitcoin BTC, and then they ruined it. Seems like purposefully, as we were discussing
earlier.
Yeah,
they kamikazed it.
With bankers, basically.
And that's my belief. And that explains also, though, the way they maintain the control then is by keeping the price of Bitcoin high. Mm-hmm. And as long as they can keep us thinking short-sightedly, thinking about short-term profit instead of thinking of long-term technical, economic, and political gain, then they can use BTC as that shiny object just by keeping the price so high. And of course the cost to that, to them of that, and I think they've been periodically pumping and dumping it, which is one of the reasons that it goes up and down so much.
Yeah.
Now the downside of that for, for them is that if we play our cards right, and if we assume that that's what BTC is going to be used for, then basically we can suck a lot of money out of the corrupt bankers of the world and invest it in cryptocurrencies that really have technical promise for the future.
All right. And on the price of Bitcoin, you mentioned that a lot of other cryptos kind of follow the price of Bitcoin. And eventually we're hoping to see that stop, where other cryptos can go up and down on their own volition because the market starts to value them for what they can actually do rather than value them for number might go up, just looking at it as this basic investment of buy low, sell high. I think you've got two different groups of people in the world of crypto. You've got the originals, like people like us who came in for the principles of the idea of getting out of the state's money system and getting into something that we have control over.
And then you got the hookers, lambos, and and low bros.
The ones that just want to see number go up, and that's all they care about. Yeah. They don't care about the technicals. They don't care about the vision or anything like that.
I mean, and I think one of the things people have to remember is a lot of these cryptos, they're just copies of Bitcoin. That's just like tweaks to them, right?
Well,
there's a difference between copying something and doing some slight tweaks and actually, you know, doing some sort of really innovative...
like Monero. That's
Monero would be a good example of something that's more innovative. It's not just a copy of Bitcoin.
If you look at the number of computer programs that have been written in history, chances are over 50% of the computer programs ever written were Hello World. Okay, but yeah, the thing is, that doesn't say anything about the value of the other 50%. Generally, when I start a new project, whatever it is, the first thing I do is I write Hello World, and then I start hacking. my point there is there are some very if we could fulfill the promise of crypto and pay out $1 trillion a year when the whole world's using it on energy, that would be a huge win compared to what it costs to maintain the bankers' empires, okay?
Right, it costs a lot of money for the banks.
If we could accomplish the same thing and spend a quarter of that on power, that would be a much bigger win. Some of these other companies like or coins like Stellar have a non-proof-of-work funds to have a non-proof of work solutions to the Byzantine generals problem.
They do, and we'll see if the market ends up valuing those greater than Bitcoin in the long run. But in the meantime, you have to also remember that even though Bitcoin, quote-unquote, takes a lot of power, it's nowhere near as much power as the banking system combined. Yeah.
And especially if you consider that a lot of what the bankers are making money off is war, financing both sides of wars, and think of the impact that has on the environment, all the wars of the world combined.
And also, don't forget, the drive to mine Bitcoin, which is what's been selling graphics cards off the shelves for years now, the drive to mine Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies is driving innovation as far as power and efficiency is concerned to mine this stuff. So the miners are getting more efficient every single generation. They're using that power that they're given in much more efficient ways. So that's also helping.
The problem with that, though, is the way the algorithm of Bitcoin works. If you double the amount of miners, you do not thereby double the amount of work that's done.
Correct. Yeah, the difficulty increases.
But you do not double the value of what's accomplished. Okay. Yeah. What's accomplished stays at a fixed rate. And that just says to me that eventually people are going to come up with a more cost-effective solution to some of the problems that Bitcoin solves. And more power to them because less power to them, because they don't need as much power.
Sam Danwood in the Facebook chat says, this is the guy who said he can't spend it anywhere near here. He says, I do very little business online, because your suggestion was, well, just spend
it
online.
You should do more.
He says, can't buy a gun from my neighbor with it or a quart of milk. And I said, you need new neighbors.
Yeah, move to New Hampshire. I don't have any guns, but I can sell you some milk.
Yeah, there's all kinds of
and
people
And a lot
here.
Of people out here do have guns. I'm just a felon now, so I don't.
There's a lot of people here in New Hampshire who accept cryptocurrency for payment. We have the largest libertarian migration, and I would say the bulk of the people that come here are interested in cryptocurrency, and those that weren't interested when they come here get interested, usually because they find themselves surrounded by people who are asking them, hey, do you take crypto? And then eventually they're going to have to say yes.
Is certainly good, or at least I've heard it is. I wouldn't know, but the thing is, it's got to move.
Yeah, otherwise it's not useful.
Yeah, and best thing you can do is find some kid who isn't doing anything, and hey, I'll give you some Bitcoin if you do this.
Mow the lawn or something, right?
Mow the lawn.
Well, and that actually brings me to the next critique from this guy who is upset because he says there's transaction fees that are too high. Bitcoin ATM fees, he says, can range from 7 to 20%. But if you get paid in Bitcoin, there's no fee on that.
Yeah, and so once you get it off an exchange, don't ever send it back.
There's more coming up here in moments. Hour 3.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.